The Questionnaire with Roni Robinson.
Yes. Now, there are not many people who'd fancy jumping out of an aeroplane at 10,000 feet, but imagine doing it when you have the devastating illness of multiple sclerosis. Well, MS sufferer Sylvia Brown is set to do just that this Sunday to raise money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. She joins me now to play the questionnaire, which is pretty dangerous in its own right. Hello, Sylvia.
Hi there.
Why are you doing it?
Well, I think I really want to just shock people. Everyone says, well, you can't do that. And I just think I want to say, yes, I can, actually.
They say you can't do it because they think you won't have the courage or you haven't got the physical capacity or what?
Both, really, I think, yeah.
It's a sponsored tandem skydive.
That's right, uh-huh.
What does that need you to be able to do?
Well, in actual fact, hopefully not too much, because you have an instructor, so you're strapped to an instructor, and they basically do most of the things for you, like open the parachute, and hopefully land you as well.
That's the tandem bit, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
Would you like to go through it with all its horrors? Describe to us what will happen to you on Sunday the 19th of April at Nottingham Airfield.
Perhaps I prefer not to think about it.
Go on, tell us. You might get some more sponsors, Sylvie.
Yeah, well, the good news is it's not 10,000 feet, it's 13,500 feet for a start. You're given a 20-minute briefing. You put your kit on, you know, your jumpsuit, your goggles, your helmet, and then you go up in this little aeroplane and strapped to somebody, you jump out.
At what point do you get strapped?
Before you go up, I'd imagine.
So there'll be no getting out of it once the plane starts rising?
No, I've done a parachute jump in the past, actually.
Have you?
By myself, and it was from 2,000 feet.
Yeah, but this is 30, how much is this?
This is 13,500.
I mean, you're almost in space.
But the best thing about that is you get the skydiving, the free fall, where you're falling towards the Earth at 120 miles per hour.
What do you imagine will happen to you in that few moments, Sylvia?
I can't imagine it. I think you just have to do it to find out. I don't think anyone can explain what it's like. I've told it gives you amazing buzz.
Yeah, crazy. What happens if he forgets to open your parachute?
Well, that very rarely happens, but if it does, then...
It's goodbye to you, but do we have to pay up the sponsorship or do we keep our money?
I think you can keep your money. But in actual fact, somebody in America... actually survived. The instructor died, but there was nothing wrong with them.
From that sort of height?
Yeah.
Cracky, how could that be?
Because the instructor landed. He was trained to land, and the person just landed on top of him.
God, that was terrible. He could survive such a fall.
So, yeah, what's the worst that can happen?
Well, you're all right then, are you? Don't worry. Don't freak out. Have people been persuaded to part with their money on it, Sylvia?
Yeah, so far, I think it's difficult to say, but I think I've raised about 600
pounds. Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent stuff.
But it really appeals to me to do this.
It's brilliant. Tell us why the Multiple Sclerosis Society should get money.
Well, MS is actually quite a common illness. It affects about 1 in 1,000 people. It's very variable and unpredictable. And the MS Society gives support to people whose lives are affected by multiple sclerosis and advice. And different treatments, and also supports research. So eventually, hopefully, we'll find a cure.
How have you remained so perky and cheerful?
I think it's probably insanity or madness or something.
Well, I mean, are you always like this, or is it different in the middle of the night when you're thinking about it?
I'm not always like this, but I think, you know, you really have to just get on with it, and you can either sit in the corner and feel sorry for yourself, or you can do something and get on with your life and make the best of it, I think.
What do I have to do if I want to sponsor you? Because I do. That's the kind of chap I am.
Well, I think the best way is to just make a check to the Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Well, before you've done it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Is that how it works then?
Well, you can do it before or after.
For people who've been impressed by you and your courage in coming on the questionnaire without a safety net and doing this skydiving, what you want to do is send some money off to the Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Or you can send it to my address.
At Boys Street in Walkley.
Yes, that's right.
Sylvia, good for you. Listen, this is the noise that means you're in real trouble.
The questionnaire with Ronnie Robinson.
You chose questionnaire 3, didn't you? The first of your questions is this. Is there a room or a house or a location or a place anywhere in the world, Sylvia Brown, where you'd like to go to when you need a bit of time or space?
Yeah, there's a place. It's quite close to where my parents live in Lodgemoor, out in Derbyshire. It's this rock in the middle of nowhere. It's called the Headstone. And, like, when I'm feeling down or... it's really important to me to fight my way across the moors to this stone and try to climb it anyway.
Does it make you feel better when you've done that?
Oh, yeah. It's an achievement.
The Headstone. Do you meet other people there trying to make themselves feel better?
Yeah.
Is it the Headstone?
Last time, me and my friend battled our way across the heather, you know, and it started snowing, and I thought, what am I doing?
Feeling better.
Yeah.
All right, listen, this is the next one, number 7. Sylvia, what makes you laugh?
Oh, lots of things. Well, Robin Williams, Baloo. You know Baloo in the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
He really makes me laugh.
Does he?
He's really got it sorted, you know.
Can you do an impersonation of him? Go on, you're going to be jumping out of an airplane. You've nothing to lose.
What, sing?
Well, yeah, I think so.
The bare necessities.
Yeah, you see, it's great. There's been a few bobbin sponsorships to show you up. Here's number 9. Who would you least like to go out on a date with?
I think, you know, in Coronation Street, you know that bloke?
With glasses?
No, Les Battersby.
Oh, right.
I'd least like to go.
Absolutely.
Because he's just such an ignorant.
Wouldn't you even do any for charity to raise money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society?
In that case, I'd probably think about it. But I'd get my way. I'd teach him a few lessons.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. It's been great, Sylvia. Thank you. Best of luck. Will you let us know how it's gone when it's gone?
I will do, yeah.
Thanks ever so much. Sylvia Brown there, skydiving, and skydiving through the questionnaire.
The questionnaire with Ronnie Robinson.